Hello, everybody. We are back on the air.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean. Send me up on my pony, on my boat.
And you have reached Lifelines again. It's Monday, it's 11:30, and I am your host, Seashell, a.k.a. The Liveaboard. And we have had some exciting weeks of technology challenges due to the heat wave that we experienced. But now it looks like everything is in order again, which is wonderful. And so, we have a special topic today. Tomorrow is my birthday. And so, I thought I'd give you a birthday song, which you don't get to hear very often.
Here Mr. President, Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Yep, we don't get to hear that very often, but that's okay. And I'm not the president, but that's okay too. I don't think I'd want that job. You know, we've got a election coming up tomorrow. We're supposed to go to the polls and vote for people that we don't know for the mainland jobs that we feel no connection with. And honestly, I don't think they feel any connection with us either. They do plaster our post office boxes with political messages, which end up in the recycling, mostly just without even being seen, because none of this means anything to us. We're so far removed. It's a shame. I feel more connection with people in D.C. than I do in L.A., politically speaking. And anyway, I am going to be over town tomorrow because I get my free ferry boat ride, and when you live on the island, you go the other direction, which I wanted to go to Dana Point, but their boats go kind of backwards, so I would have to leave at night and then come back the next morning first thing, so that doesn't really work. When you go over town, you end up probably shopping. That's what I plan to be doing, is shopping. Things that you can't get here, or things that are cumbersome to order online, or just for the sheer splendiferousness of walking around in a huge store, which is maybe the size of Avalon itself. So it's good to get overwhelmed like that. I sometimes get weepy at Costco because it's just so abundant. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to go practice abundance tomorrow. And I won't be here for the election, sorry, so I won't be able to vote for any of the people. I don't know who they are anyway. One guy came to do a meet and greet at the Cafe Metropole, and I went over there to check him out, and he asked for us to bring our concerns about and our issues about Avalon. So I did a little write-up because I figured, oh, he'll be talking to people and he won't hear me and he won't remember, so I'll just give him a takeaway. And I gave him a one-page dissertation about the starving emaciated deer who are trapped here and can't swim back, because 26 miles is kind of a haul for anybody, particularly a little deer who's starving. And it's not their fault they're here. And they need help. They need help. They don't need shooting. They don't need, you know, depredation. They need help. So I don't know if there are some petting zoos out there that could use some deer, or if they could be released into the wilds of Wyoming where they have half a chance and maybe some food. I don't know what is going on in Wyoming. Just made that up. But something needs to be done for these critters. So I gave this thing to this guy who was quite startled He looked a little bit like a deer in headlights himself. And he said, I had no idea. I said, well, you know, if this is the one and only time you've ever been to Avalon and you expect to represent us in the assembly, perhaps it would be a good idea to come and have a little mini vacation and check out what's going on here. You know, 3 days to a week. You can figure out what's going on. We'll see. He looked a little vacant. Right. So, we had a lot of things happening last Memorial Day. We were having technical issues, and so my solution was to run archives. So if you had the pleasure or what's another word for pleasure? Oh, I see what they're doing. I'm sorry that I'm being distracted by noises because they're taking down a huge palm tree right outside, and they're just like mowing it down. It's a big tree. Anyway, distracted, easily distracted. Want to ride bikes? What were we talking about? Oh yeah, Memorial Day. So I put on archives, and it turns out I have a lot of archives. So I did a 14-hour marathon of Lifelines, which I probably was the only one listening to. Actually, I did hear from a couple people who did hear it. But it was quite entertaining. Perhaps we'll do that again sometime on purpose, not just by accident. So, all right, what else we got? Oh, another thing that's happened since I spoke to you last is we had the prom walk. A lovely, lovely thing that happens here. And I enjoy it immensely. It's where all of the graduating seniors and their dates who are going to the prom get dressed up and they show off their finery on a faux red carpet down the Green Pier. And they are such beautiful young people, and they have turned into such elegant adults all of a sudden before our eyes. Mostly the women, the young women have got it together. The guys are still a little gawky in their suits, and they cannot believe this creature who's hanging onto their arm. They thought it was just their pal, and then suddenly she looks like a woman, and a lot of the young men were a little bit boggle-eyed by the whole thing. But all very attractive, nice young people. So, what else we got? We've got Transom coming. Transom.org is coming in just a week or so. June 15th, which is Father's Day, everybody arrives, and for that entire week, they're going to be interviewing 9 locals. You will know them. You will know the locals of whom they speak and are spoken of. They are all people who represent an Avalon that we know and love. And I hope you will be tuning in on that Friday after Father's Day to hear all 9 stories and comments from the participants. And guess what? I am going to be a participant. So I'm not going to tell you who I'm interviewing, but I do hope you will tune in for that. And I will remind you again, Monday the 16th is when my show is. If they let me do a show, I might be busy. I might have to do an archive. We will remind you, however. Okay, with all of that, I am now going to give you... Oh, I am going to give you a clicky-clicky because I... Despite the good technology return, I am still fumble-fingered. Let's see if it'll play my song. Who would have thunk it? Greg Brown.
I could walk all night, and we could and we did. Down a gravel road to the tiny town, and the door always open. Now we say I could walk all night, it's not true. We can't walk all night, no, because we don't want to. We want a bed and a blanket, some light breakfast sometime tomorrow. We want a bed and a blanket, some light breakfast, sometime tomorrow. And I sing it now, hey, 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 who would have thunk it? Hey, 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 who would have thunk it? We used to say I could eat a horse, and we could and we did.
fast food joints in the middle of someplace on the way to someplace else. Now we say I could eat a horse. It's not true. We can't eat a horse, no, because we don't want to. We want some from the cookbook, that new one with the great graphics. Some from the cookbook, that new one with the great graphics. So when I sing it now, hey, 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 who would have thunk it? Hey, 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 who would have thunk it? We used to say, I don't care if I never have any money, long as I have my sweet honey and a shack in the woodland. I would say I don't care if I don't have money, but it's not true. We can't live without money, no, because we don't want to. We want one of those, two of those, and oh, that one looks neat. Wrap it up. Put it on my MasterCard. Put it on my Visa and I sing it now. Hey, 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 who would have thunk it? Hey, 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 who would have thunk it? I don't care if I never grow old. I gonna flame, gonna burn, take one quick turn and be gone like James Dean. Now it don't say that it's too late to die young. So we sit at the table long after supper and the good wine. Here's what we sing, we go, hey, 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 who the thunk it? Ah, hey, hey, now, hey, hey, now, who would have thunk it? Hey, 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 who would have thunk it?
That's Greg Brown, who would have thunk it. And they're still working on that tree over there. I can't tell if they're trying to take the whole tree down or if they're just taking down all of the fronds. It seems like there's a lot of fronds coming down. Anyhow, this is going to be a self-indulgent, as usual, program because it's my birthday tomorrow. And you know, when you're a Gemini, such as myself, an extroverted introvert or an introverted extrovert, however you like to choose to see it, we like to spend all of the month of June celebrating the birthday of the Gemini. So tomorrow when I do my freebies, because I'm going to be gone, so I won't be able to go to the Buffalo Nickel and get my little lunch. I won't be able to do that. And I won't be around to go parachuting or parasailing. I'll miss that. But I can get my coffee. My free coffee. And I can get my free ice cream. And I can put the ice cream into the coffee, thus making it an ice cream coffee first thing in the morning. What better way to wake up on your birthday than with hot sugary caffeine? So that's what I plan on doing before I get on the boat. Yeah. Okay. We're going to have some music and some chitter chatter. And this next one is Buffy St. Marie, Star Walker. Star Walker. One of those things I used to play when I was a kid, amazingly enough.
Hey, 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 hey a sweet grass burner and a dog soldier.
St. Marie, Star Walker, and I'm borrowing a little bit from some of my DJ pals. These next bunch are from Pinky's collection. She has picked out some really excellent music from women performers, so I'm stealing from her today because I like this music, and hopefully you will too. We got Katie Lang with Constant Craving coming on. No, that's not it. Nope, see, now if you push the play instead of the pause, you get something different.
Fever.
So that was K.D. Lang, Constant Craving. And I got to say, the whole tree's coming down. That it's Bucket Loader versus Palm Tree, and the Palm Tree is losing big time. It's just like, it's like the Bucket Loader's pawing at it the way my dog paws at my arm sometimes. It's like this big claw coming, going paw, paw. Anyway, it's down. It's ripped out. Hope nobody lived in there. Anyway, what do we got? We got Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit, coming up right now. Now. Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit, Grace Slick singing, and there's one less palm tree in Media Park. Yes, forward on. This is the time of year in Avalon when there is a job scurry. What a job scurry is. There's everybody's trying to grab the best people to work for the summer season. And there's every kind of job you can imagine. Mostly there's restaurant jobs because we've got a lot of people who need to eat. And so looking in the paper and just walking around, if you're looking for a job, just walk in and ask if they are accepting applications at this time. You never know. Sometimes it's just a personality thing if you fit with the people who work there and stuff. It has nothing to do with your experience. Mostly it's just if you have a good attitude, and you show up on time, and you are groomed and clean, and do your job. So then the other part is that you have to have a place to live, and there is a big crunch on housing, that everybody is feeling that crunch. Even when people have places to live already, all these other people are asking them, oh, can you like rent me a room or something? So we're all feeling it, and it's a peculiar thing because there's a ratio between the worker population and the housing population and all the stuff they're trying to offer to the guests, and you need people to serve the guests or run the rides or run the zip line or all those things that people do here for other people. But if they don't have a place to live, it just doesn't work. So I wonder how they're going to solve that one. Anyway, right, We're going to move on to Cyndi Lauper all through the night. Here she is, right now.
All through the night, I'll be awake and I'll be with you. All through the night, this precious time, when time is new. All through the night today, knowing that we feel the same without saying. We have of no past, we won't reach back. Keep with me forward all through the night. And once we start, the need to cleanse and death. Stray cat sings back.
Cyndi Lauper, All Through the Night, and you are listening to KISL Avalon 88.7 FM, and it is the top of the hour, and I would like to tell you about some other stuff that's been happening in Avalon. We have had the Flying Fish Festival this week. Now that means that there's been lots of fun things going on downtown, like they showed the Little Mermaid movie on the beach at night. They had a big, they had these guys come in and pack sand and then carve it into this sort of beautiful signage. It was almost like a 3D sign that says Flying Fish Festival and has pictures of fish and things. There's been a food tasting, the Avalon Taste of the Town, where you go around and sample all of the food. Last year, I was working this year, but last year, I remember that I found some food I didn't even know was here. So it was a good education for the locals to know what's actually being offered here. And we had some music from the Exceptional Music Company, and I wanted to tell you about Taimani Gardner. I think that's how you say it. I looked for her on Spotify. She has a ukulele Christmas up there, but other than that, she has YouTube videos, which are interesting. But I did a couple of recordings, and I want to give you some samples, some little clippies, and then some longer bits, because it's pretty amazing stuff what this girl does. And I'll just here's a sample. So that's her with the lead line there, the melody, and her backup guitar player there. But then, more ukulele. Then she does this. She does, I'm going to put this out of order. She did a fun thing for the kids. Check this out. Nope, that's not it. Fighting with them.
I have a little surprise for you guys.
She has this little tiny voice.
We'll see. By the way, there's a beer garden if you feel like drinking, the right over there.
And she's stick thin.
You'll either see them or you'll hear them. There they are.
And she's clearly a dancer by the way she moves.
I saw this hat and I was just like, oh my goodness, I have to have this. So let me put the hat on. Hold on.
But it's a Luau Larry hat. No, it's a captain's hat.
Ahoy, maybe. Here we go. Are you guys ready? This one's for the kitties. If you guys like it, all you gotta do is just snap with it. You wanna snap? Just feel it out. Oh yeah, Jazzy. By the way, this is Jazzy playing jazz music.
Thank you.
that's what it sounded like downtown earlier this week. And I will give you her version of Ukulele Earth. She wrote a song for all of the star system. So this is a little different. A little different. She did. And so we're listening to Taimani Gardner from Hawaii. And I've got her little bio up here on Google. She's got a nice website. She says at the age of 5, she picked up her first ukulele and began her future. And the way she plays, you can tell she's just been playing it forever. She must have really big calluses on her fingers. She uses it as a percussion instrument. Apparently Don Ho found her and she started becoming a featured performer on his show, and so she has been around the block, and now she's been 2 years, I believe, in Avalon for the Flying Fish Festival. She did write a song for all of the planets in the solar system, and I believe she covered Venus and possibly Mars as well the other night. She also did a 7.5 minute long surf song medley, which I did record and I'd like to play, but I'd also like to play this little Latina thing that she did. But okay, let's do the surf thing because it's right up front, and then I'll tell you about more stuff that's happening or has been happening in Avalon this past couple of weeks. So, surf music from Taimani Gardner. In Avalon. That was Timony Gardner, recorded live on Wrigley's stage last weekend by me. And she's kind of like Michelle Schacht meets Bella Fleck of the ukulele in a blender. She's a pretty wild thing. The only problem I saw was that nobody was dancing. I mean, it was totally danceable music, but people were sitting down. The kids really wanted to dance. They had their feet up on the stage, and they had those little tennis shoes with the lights when they hit the lights, and they were moving their feet as fast as they could and making the lights light up, but it wasn't the same as dancing. So I want to put out a call to all you uninhibited dancers, wherever you might be on the island, and I would like to start the Uninhibited Dancer Association, UDA, or whatever other acronym we come up with. Just, we need like a dozen people who are willing to, at any given moment, just start dancing with each other to get things going. Party starters, it's called. Yeah, we need some party starters, because that would have been a fine, fine way to dance off the alcohol. And instead, people sat there and just had their mouths hanging open at this girl's, the velocity at which she was thwacking that ukulele, and it didn't break. It's amazing. Amazing. Okay, other stuff that happened in the past couple weeks is that there was this water quality seminar, which I kind of crashed. I didn't know it wasn't public, but I heard about it and was invited to go to it by the mayor. And I went and I participated, and it was excellent. I'm really glad to see that there are people who are looking very carefully at the water situation and trying to come up with solutions. And the whole group went down to watch the Harbor Patrol demonstrate the float cleaning apparatus, which is a sort of like a vacuum cleaner suction water thingy. And it works really great. And it apparently doesn't look like it takes much energy to do it. Was a big hit, and got lots of good ideas in the private breakout group sessions, and I suppose there will be more in the future, because the water quality issue is not going to go away. Right. Another thing that happened is I went in the water. Woohoo! It was so warm in this past week or so, with this heat wave that we've been getting. And there's been some wind and stuff, but it's been really nice and warm. And the Memorial Day weekend, I went in the water and I scrubbed the bottom of my boat, got a few scrapes on my hand from where the barnacles got me. But this week's paper has a very interesting thing by Jim Watson, our very own, a new species of shrimp, which is in Avalon in the harbor. And when I got out, I had a wetsuit on because, okay, I get cold easily, and I just figured I'd be in the water for a while. 30-foot boat takes a while to scrape. I didn't get all of it, but I did the best I could this time. And all these little shrimpies were hanging on to my suit. And I didn't realize they were, some of them, the new species, which if you look in the paper, the picture of them, they are microscopic. They're really tiny. However, they're evil looking. They look like what was that UFO? The movie The Alien, where that thing comes out. It's got the big claws. I mean, I know they do that on purpose. They use natural things and insects to make outer space creatures look even scarier. But I'll tell you what, if this thing was bigger, it would be really scary. This shrimpy shrimp, and also it's it was listed in the National Geographic Society, the list toppers of weird and wonderful animals and new species. They called it a lineup of startling creatures notable for their scrappiness, weirdness, thrift, and sloth. Now, doesn't that not speak to you of Avalon residents? I think maybe that just sentence describes us perfectly. Okay, so if anybody has any problem with that, you can call me at 310-510-7469 and grumble. But if you're not grumbling, if you're saying, yeah, that sounds right, I want to tell you about other weird stuff that happened. So I'm taking a walk with my dog, which I do on a regular basis several times a day, more if he can get it out of me. And I'm up on above the golf course, you know, I'm sitting on a little bench watching the world go by, and the sirens go off, and I'm thinking, oh, it's somebody, some poor diver in the dive park, he's having the bends, and they're going to rush down. But then all of the fire engines go, and then the siren sounds, and I text one of my friends who's on the volunteer fire. It's like, okay, what's happening? What's going on? And he says, he told me the address. And it was my office. It was the building my office was in. There's a really scary picture of it on page 7 in this week's paper. And yeah, I'm really, really glad that I was way up on the canyon and not down watching it happen, because I would have been flipped out. There's a really scary Facebook video that somebody took where it just goes woof, and when they shoot out the fire with the water, just the smoke is horrendous. And I'm so glad I waited until it had been put out to come down off the mountain, because I would not have wanted to see that. The good news is, for all of that, very little damage. I saw Dave, the fire captain, this afternoon, and we agreed that another 5 minutes without having been put out, and it would have been a much different deal. We were extremely lucky that there was no wind and that it was during the daytime, and that somebody noticed it right away and called it right away, and that everybody's so close that they just immediately rallied. Very, very proud of our fire department, both county and city. City were there first, I think, but anyway. So keep that in mind, you smokers, or anybody who's doing a barbecue. They still don't know exactly what caused it. I think there's lots of rumors flying around, but whatever it was, sparks can fly from all kinds of places. It's extremely dry. We're going to go into another drought stage here soon, they're saying. So I would like to see, I would like to see a ban on all smoking. But of course, I'm not a smoker, so it doesn't affect me so much. Or just use those little e-smokers or something on the island. I don't know how they'd possibly put that into effect. But had I my way, that is what would happen. We also had a health fair, speaking of stopping smoking. We had a health fair, and this year it was down on the Avalon Front Street instead of being in the casino. And I actually think that was very apropos and very easy to maneuver. Last time it seemed like it was noisy and you had to go up all these stairs, and I love the casino and I love any opportunity to go in there, but it was so much easier to just run down a front street because I was working that day. And I could just jump out for like